charging them is madness. You'll be killed.
Ellen stood tall, watching the waves of Kolos as they approached, trampling down the black ash, an endless sea of death with blue skin and red eyes. Many carried swords, the others just bore rocks and lengths of wood. Ellen was a tiny white speck before them, a single dot on an endless canvas of blue. He raised his sword high and charged.
Elend!
Suddenly Elend burst with a brilliant energy, so bright that Vin gasped. He met the first Kolos head-on, ducking beneath the swinging sword and decapitating the creature in one stroke. Then instead of jumping away, he spun to the side, swinging. Another Kolos fell. Three swords flashed around him, but all missed by just a breath. Elend ducked to the side, taking a Kolos in the stomach, then whipped his sword around, his head barely passing beneath another swing, and took off a Kolos arm. He still didn't push himself away. Vin froze, watching as he took down one Kolos, then beheaded another in a single, fluid stroke. Elend moved with a grace she had never seen from him. She had always been the better warrior, yet at this moment he put her to shame. He wove between Kolos blades as if he were taking part in a pre-rehearsed stage fight, body after body falling before his gliding blade. A group of soldiers in Ellen's colors burst from the cavern entrance, charging. Like a wave of light, their forms exploded with power. They, too, moved into the Kolos ranks, striking with incredible precision. Not a single one of them fell as Vin watched. They fought with miraculous skill and fortune, each Kolos blade falling just a little too late. Blue corpses began to pile up around the glowing force of men. Somehow, Elend had found an entire army who could burn Atium. Elend was a god. He'd never burned Atium before, and his first experience with the metal filled him with wonder. The Kolos around him all emitted Atium shadows, images that moved before they did, showing Elend exactly what they would do. He could see into the future, if only a few seconds. In a battle, that was just what one needed. He could feel the Atium enhancing his mind, making him capable of reading and using all of the new information. He didn't even have to pause and think. His arms moved of their own volition, swinging his sword with awesome precision. He spun amid a cloud of phantom images, striking at flesh, feeling almost as if he were in the mists again. No Kolos could stand against him. He felt energized. He felt amazing. For a time, he was invincible. He'd swallowed so many Atium beads he felt as if he'd throw up. For its entire history, Atium had been a thing that men had needed to save and hoard. Burning it had seemed such a shame that it had been used only sparingly, only in instances of great need. Ellen didn't need to worry about any of that. He just burned as much as he wanted, and it made him into a disaster for the Kolos, a whirlwind of exact strikes and impossible dodges, always a few steps ahead of his opponents. Foe after foe fell before him, and when he began to get low on Atium, he pushed himself off a fallen sword back to the entrance. There, with plenty of water to wash it down, Sazed waited with another bag of Atium. Ellen downed the beads quickly, then returned to the battle. Ruin raged and spun, trying to stop the slaughter. Yet this time Vin was the force of balance. She blocked Ruin's every attempt to destroy Ellen and the others, keeping it contained.
I can't decide if you're a fool, Vin thought toward it, or if you simply exist in a way that makes you incapable of considering some things.
Ruin screamed, buffeting against her, trying to destroy her as she had tried to destroy it. However, once again their powers were too evenly matched. Ruin was forced to pull back.
Life, Vin said. You said that the only reason to create something was so that you could destroy it.
She hovered beside Elend, watching him fight. The deaths of the Kolos should have pained her. Yet she did not think of the death. Perhaps it was the influence of preservation's power, but she saw only a man, struggling, fighting, even when hope seemed impossible. She didn't see death. She saw life. She saw faith.
We create things to watch them grow, Ruin, she said. To take pleasure in seeing that which we love become more than it was before. You said that you were invincible, that all things break apart. All things are ruined. But there are things that fight against you. And the ironic part is, you can't even understand those things. Love, life, growth. The life of a person is more than the chaos of its passing. Emotion ruin. This is your defeat.
Sazed watched anxiously from the mouth of the cavern. A small group of men huddled around him. Garv, leader of the Church of the Survivor in Luthadel. Harathdal, foremost of the Terrace stewards. Lord Dedri Vasting, one of the surviving assembly members from the city government. Asladin, the young woman whom Dumu had apparently come to love during his few short weeks at the pits of Hathsin. A smattering of others, important or faithful enough, to get near the front of the crowd and watch.
"Where is she, Master Terraceman?" Garv asked.
"She'll come,"
Sazed promised, hand resting on the rock wall. The men fell quiet. Soldiers, those without the blessing of Atium, waited nervously with them, knowing they were next in line, should Ellen's assault fail.
"She has to come," Sazed thought. "Everything points toward her arrival."
"The hero will come," he repeated.
Elland sheared through two heads at once, dropping the Koloss. He spun his blade, taking off an arm, then stabbed another Koloss through the neck. He hadn't seen that one approaching, but his mind had seen and interpreted the Atium shadow before the real attack came. Already he stood atop a carpet of blue corpses. He did not stumble. With Atium, his every step was exact, his blade guided, his mind crisp. He took down a particularly large Koloss, then stepped back, pausing briefly. The sun crested the horizon in the east. It started to grow hotter. They had been fighting for hours, yet the army of Koloss still seemed endless. Elland slew another Koloss, but his motions were beginning to feel sluggish. Atium enhanced the mind, but it did not boost the body, and he'd started to rely on his pewter to keep him going. Who would have known that one could get tired, exhausted even, while burning Atium? No one had ever used as much of the metal as Elland had. But he had to keep going. His Atium was running low. He turned back toward the mouth of the cavern just in time to see one of his Atium soldiers go down in a spray of blood. Elland cursed,